far from being a typical Robin Masters book, with the exception of the title, Die and Die Again was the taut, sad story of a man so obsessed with ridding society of the parasites and the predators that he let his own life, and specifically his own marriage, become his personal tragedy.
Listen to this. The man's wife, although she shared his ideals, couldn't share his obsession. The hours, the days, the weeks and months away from each other. And for those brief times when he came back from that bleak world of the predators and the rats and the maggots that inhabited the seamy underbelly of that world, she knew he wasn't the same.
So naturally, she turned elsewhere for fulfillment. It began with the classic Gaelic affairs, but then in what later became obvious as a desperate plea for his attention, she turned to more serious games. First, the chic drugs, cocaine and amyl nitrate, hashish. And then when that didn't get the man's attention, she went all the way.
The real Jean-Claude Fournier found his wife dead in a seedy waterfront hotel room. The cause of death was a heroin overdose. And even though he didn't personally hand her the syringe, the man ultimately responsible for that overdose was Marcel Dubré. Sometimes the truth is too painful for fiction. This wasn't your typical Robin Masters fare, and maybe he wasn't going to sell a whole lot of copies. But I was glad as hell that he wrote it.